Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
I'm Elisa Nelson, Department of Corrections spokesman David Owen tells Missouri Net that Director George Lombardi has not resigned. Some media reports today have said that he has emailed employees informing them that he will resign or retire. The department is dealing with dozens of allegations of harassment and retaliation against corrections employees that have cost the state millions in settlements. A key Missouri Republican being called a conservative fighter is on track to become the state's next GOP party chairman. Former Western Missouri U.S. Attorney Todd Graves wants to reach more minorities if he's elected.
Things are relevant, I would assume, are jobs and security and the same issues that are relevant to all other Missourians.
A GOP state committee will choose a chairman in January. Graves served as U.S. attorney from 2001 to 2006 under then-President George W. Bush. A Northwest Missouri man on the run with his 7-year-old son has been located by authorities in Brownville, Texas. 7-year-old Seth Davis is safe and 32-year-old Anthony Davis has been apprehended. The number of mumps-related cases at Mizzou has increased to 228 since the beginning of the semester. The university says at least 190 of the cases involve students who are no longer infectious to others. Missouri state employees have raised more than $1 million for charity for the 13th year in a row. Jason Taylor reports.
The state's employee charitable campaign conducts an annual fundraiser, which has raised almost $30 million in its 32-year history. Missouri Office of Administration Commissioner Doug Nelson says state workers are especially generous considering the low wages they're paid.
To me, in this environment and how hard these workers work and how little they get paid, it's just kind of, to me, very heartwarming.
Workers and retirees can make contributions through payroll deductions and one-time gifts. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
Federal prosecutors say a DeSoto man has pleaded guilty to being part of a conspiracy to steal government funds through a kickback scheme involving contracting at Cochran VA Medical Center in St. Louis. Brian Houseworth reports.
Prosecutors say 54-year-old Scott Geary has pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to steal government funds. Prosecutors say Geary and others arranged for contracts for, quote, unnecessary maintenance and construction projects, end of quote, at Cochran VA. Geary admits that more than $270,000 in unnecessary work was billed to the government through this scheme. Federal prosecutors say Geary also kicked a portion of each contract back to the VA official who steered him the work. It's unclear who that official is. Sentencing is scheduled for March 15th. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
$30,000 in layaways at a Springfield Kmart have been paid by an anonymous couple. A manager of the store told the Springfield News Leader that the couple contacted Kmart about paying for children's clothes and toys. This is Missouri Net News.